This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And again today, we continue our study of the question, does God mean what he says? And the Bible certainly makes clear that he does. Already we've studied a number of lessons in which it is made clear that in the Old Testament, God meant what he said in connection with every warning. He meant what he said in connection with every promise. And just as it was in the Old Testament, so it is in the New. God means what he says to us today. And last time I'd begun a study of pointing out that God means what he says to men now living in regard to becoming a Christian, in regard to being saved. We have made clear that one cannot be saved, according to Hebrews 11:6, without believing in God, without believing in Christ, John 8:24. But it is not sufficient to merely believe. While faith is necessary, it is not sufficient alone. In James 2:24, the Bible says, "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Faith is necessary, but faith only will not save." In James 2:26, the writer there declares, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead." So we have pointed out that faith is necessary, but it isn't sufficient. God warns that we must believe and will be lost if we do not. Further, we have pointed out that God warns that you must repent. To repent is to change your mind, to quit living a life of sin and determine to live your life for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have pointed out that the Bible warns in Matthew 10:32, that if a man does not confess the Lord Jesus Christ, then Christ will not confess him, and therefore he will be lost. We now come to John 3:3, in which Jesus warned, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." That is, he makes clear the necessity of the new birth. Unless one is born again, he cannot see or experience the kingdom of God. He cannot become a member of it. He therefore will remain lost. His sins will be unforgiven. He will remain a child of the devil. Nicodemus, a ruler among the Jews, who was talking to Jesus and to whom Jesus had made this statement, then said, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Now Jesus answered the question as to how a man can be born when he is old. Note carefully that he is not answering the question, how are babies born? Certainly this man already knew that. He made clear by the way he asked his question that he already knew that. He wasn't asking Jesus about how babies are born, but he's asking, how can a man be born when he is old? And Jesus answers that question. Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now the water there must be something connected with the Christian religion. It is not something connected with physical birth. The water, the only water in the Christian religion, is the water of baptism. So when Jesus is saying, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, he is saying, except a man be baptized, that is, except a man be immersed, not sprinkled or have water poured on him, but except a man be immersed, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's just another way of saying, except a man is baptized, he cannot be saved. He cannot have his sins remitted by the blood of Christ. So there is a warning, and Jesus means what he says in regards to warning. Notice how this fits in regard to what we might stipulate as a promise, as recorded by the Apostle Paul in Galatians 3:26-27. So then you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. There you see, he makes clear that unless one is baptized in obedience to Christ, he is not in Christ where salvation is, he's not a son of God, and he has not put on Christ. Rather than being clothed with the righteousness which comes from the blood of Christ, he remains clothed in the filthy rags of his own sin. Here is a warning of God, that unless one obeys the gospel, he cannot be saved, and God means what he says. May God help us all to live our lives in harmony with his will.